Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. The election season is now over. I truly hope that those who are driven by hate in this season can get that out of their systems. We Americans are very welcome to support different people who run for office, but hatred has no place in this. Let's focus on working together to make America the great nation it should be. A good start would be to turn back to God. Oh, and this Monday is Veterans Day. We need to recognize and honor veterans all the time, but especially on Veterans Day. And make sure your kids know what Veterans Day is, too. Most of them don't. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. How did your family celebrate Halloween, Skip?
You know, we didn't do much of anything. We pretty much just stayed home, and I think we watched a movie or something like that. Halloween is just not a big deal for us. I liked it better when I was a kid, when people gave away candy without poison and razor blades inside them. But it's a lot different world that we live in now, Colonel.
It is indeed, brother, unfortunately. Okay, here's what we have for you today. On news and comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss Israel's recent ban on the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, from working in Israel or in Gaza, because that UN agency is clearly a terrorist organization. Then, Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Next, Skip and I are going to review the election that we had last Tuesday. If there's time, we'll also discuss why our citizens need to get trained and armed. The two subjects are not related. Then we'll meet Nate Pine, the Air Force Academy's athletic director, and we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games. And, of course, Gil and Skip will discuss our border in a book.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Front Lines of Freedom. We'll start with the news. Take us there, bro.
Iran's government has proposed tripling its military spending as tensions with arch-rival Israel rise following recent tit-for-tat missile strikes. A government spokeswoman outlined the move that would see a significant increase of more than 200% in the country's military budget at a news conference in Tehran without elaborating. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute think tank, Iran's military spending in 2023 was about $10.3 billion. The proposed budget will be debated, with lawmakers expected to finalize it in March. The plan came days after Israel carried out airstrikes on military sites in Iran in response to Tehran's October 1st attack.
There's little doubt in my mind that the world is about to see a big, perhaps nuclear war here, unless someone steps on Iran, my opinion.
And Israeli aircraft, the F-35I Adair variant, effectively penetrated Iranian airspace and carried out missions over the country. It's unclear if there was a direct attack by the F-35 on the S-300, but according to Israeli sources, the Iranian anti-aircraft systems were destroyed. It seems that the Russian weaponry proved to be completely ineffective.
It's good news that our stuff outperformed the Russians, but this event also taught the Russians that they have to improve their anti-aircraft system. I wonder how long that'll take.
And a week ago, the Israeli Navy's Shayatet 13 commando unit carried out a raid in northern Lebanon, capturing a Hezbollah official. Imad Hamaz is considering by the IDF to be a significant source of knowledge in the terror group's naval force. The Israeli commandos arrived from the sea and raided a chalet on the coast south of Tripoli. Hamas was taken from the building by the commandos, and they left the area using speedboats.
This is not a good time to be a terrorist leader anywhere near Israel. They're coming for you.
And Israel has revealed the launch date for a laser interceptor dubbed the Iron Beam, which can take down rockets and drones using lasers. The system is expected to be operational within a year, providing protection against various airborne weapons. The creators, Rafael Advanced Defense Systems and Elbit, have described the Iron Beam as a 100-kilowatt class high-energy laser weapon system. Former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has hailed the laser guns as a strategic game-changer for Israel and the world. The outbreak of war has reportedly accelerated testing to bring it into operation sooner.
I'm hoping that Israel won't need this new defensive system before it becomes available. We need to stand with and pray for Israel.
And as Ukraine battles entrenched Russian forces in what has become a brutal close quarters conflict, our army believes it may have a solution to break the stalemate. Relying on a new deep strike strategy, the army aims to extend the reach of its long-range weapons to hit high-value targets far behind enemy lines, aiming to weaken Russian command structures and critical supply routes without heavy, costly ground assaults. The situation on Ukraine's front lines today is stark. Trench warfare and artillery duels have resulted in staggering casualties for both sides, often with little territorial gain. According to a recent report, our Army's deep strike doctrine could help avoid these brutal, costly battles by shifting the focus to crippling Russian forces at critical junctures within their command and logistics networks.
I hope we'll support Ukraine here, but support of Israel should be our primary support. This is especially true because our stock of weapons and equipment here at home is very small now and getting smaller.
And in a dramatic twist of Russian military justice, Major General Alexander Oglublin has been arrested again after a series of testimonies from high-ranking officials. This marks the sixth arrest of a senior Russian military figure since 2021. The former deputy chief of Russia's general staff, Vadim Shmyhalin, provided crucial information leading to Oglublin's arrest. The ex-head of Russia's military communications department is accused of taking bribes worth $10 million from a telecom company for defense ministry contracts. In February 2022, Oglublin had been sentenced to 4.5 years for embezzlement. However, he managed an early release by testifying against his superior, Shmyhalin, who was implicated in procurement kickbacks from the Perm telephone plant Telta. Yet, according to Kommersant, Oglublin finds himself back in custody following Shmyhalin's testimony, which could be an act of retribution. Shmyhalin admitted to splitting the bribe with Oglublin as part of a plea agreement with investigators. Back in April, Timur Ivanov, formerly a deputy defense minister responsible for overseeing major military construction projects, found himself under arrest amid allegations of accepting a hefty bribe. Other high-ranking figures like Shmyhalin, Major General Ivan Popov, and Lieutenant General Yuri Kuznetsov also faced apprehension on bribery charges.
While our senior military leadership is a mess, Russia beats us at every point in corruption. Their horrible battlefield performance is one consequence. I wonder where Putin stands on all of this and how long Russia can survive this internal warfare. They're all after money.
And Turkish forces launched a series of airstrikes over the past weeks on Kurdish targets in Syria and northern Iraq. The strikes came in response to an earlier attack by the PKK, Kurdish Workers' Party, on a state-run defense company in Ankara, killing 5 people. The location of the Turkish counterstrikes reflects a complex three-way interplay going on between the Turks, the Syrian Kurds, and the United States. First, the attack itself. Turkish Aerospace Industries, the company targeted, is engaged in the design and manufacture of drones, civilian and military aircraft, and other defense industry items. In recent years, drones have played a central role in the long conflict between the Turkish government and the PKK. The Turks have been able, through the use of its Bayraktar, TB2, and Anka drones, to locate and kill Kurdish fighters and commanders, even in their positions in the remote and inaccessible Kandil Mountains. This has threatened to transform the conflict by making the PKK's continued insurgency untenable. The PKK has been at war with Turkey since 1984. Recent reports suggest that the PKK has succeeded to some degree in its response to the drone threat.
The Middle East is a place of war. Peace is the exception. It's everywhere, this war stuff. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing. We can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved in getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. I encourage you, check CVAfrontlines.com. That's CVAfrontlines.com. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some more wisdom. Then Skip and I will discuss last week's national election. At East Troops, take a break. Silver has increased 24% over the past 15 months and is a solid financial investment. Silver is projected to continue its rise and is nowhere near its 2011 high of $49 an ounce. So there's still a lot of room for investment growth. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. A loyal dog can be a useful force multiplier when it comes to home defense. They have keen hearing and sense of smell and will likely sense danger before their human counterparts. A large, obedient, and well-trained dog can deter and even delay an attacker, giving you time to get to your gun. Even a small dog will provide advanced warning and possibly save the lives of yourselves and the ones you love. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
It's time to switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First and Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month when you use the offer code FRONTLINES.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
This is Colonel Denny Gilliam. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I encourage you to join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. If anything illuminates the insanity and moral bankruptcy of our times, it's the reaction to Israel's decision to ban the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA. That's the UN agency theoretically helping the Gaza citizens survive. Recently passed Israeli laws, becoming effective in 3 months, ban UNRWA from operating in either Israel or Gaza and prohibit Israelis from having any contact with the agency or its representatives. The evidence is clear. UNRWA is an active partner of Hamas. Dozens of UNRWA personnel participated in last year's October 7th attack when 1,200 Israelis were murdered and over 250 kidnapped. Mohammed Abu Itoui, who led the murder and kidnapping of some Israelis then and who was killed by Israeli forces recently, had been employed by UNRWA since July 22 while serving as a unit commander in a Hamas battalion. Farad al-Amin, who led Hamas in Lebanon and was killed by an Israeli airstrike in September, doubled as the head of Lebanon's UNRWA teachers union. As school principal, he oversaw 65 schools and about 40,000 students. He was also responsible for coordinating terror activities between Hamas and Hezbollah, procuring weapons and recruiting terrorists, and using socialist media to incite attacks. The IDF repeatedly discovered terrorist infrastructure sited in and around UNRWA schools, hospitals, and other facilities. In February, Israeli forces found below UNRWA's headquarters in Gaza a subterranean data center hooked up to the electricity supply in the UNRWA facility above it. UNRWA's school curriculum has a centralized, radicalizing influence on generations of Palestinians and teaches children that the Jews are liars and fraudsters who spread corruption. Despite all the evidence of UNRWA's terrorist ties, there's a hysterical outrage over Israel's ban. They say it deepens the humanitarian crisis with Gazans now on the brink of starvation, a claim often made but always proven untrue. Indeed, hundreds of aid trucks enter Gaza every week, and Hamas continues to steal the aid and sell it. Israeli officials said Aid agencies such as World Food Program, World Central Kitchen, and UNICEF have a bigger role in distributing Gaza's aid supplies. None of this is acknowledged by those claiming the Palestinian Arabs in Gaza are starving and UNRWA is irreplaceable. Moreover, why should Israelis be held responsible for providing Gaza with humanitarian assistance? Israel has been under bombardment from them for two decades. Gazans elected Hamas to rule them. Thousands of those civilians took part in the October 7th attack in Israel and grossly abused the Israeli captives when they were dragged back into Gaza. The IDF also found evidence of ties to Hamas in virtually every house. Why is a country targeted for such a remorseless and genocidal attack expected to look after the welfare of its murderous attackers? Far from tackling the agency's terrorist ties, its commissioner general claimed implausibly that UNRWA didn't know that it had a Hamas data center underneath its Gaza headquarters, and he denied that it had employed terrorists. As for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he appeared to blame Israel for Hamas's October 7th attack by saying, quote, it did not happen in a vacuum, end quote, and has repeatedly parroted Hamas talking points. Instead of holding the UN and UNRWA's feet to the fire, Israel's supposed allies in America and Britain have been threatening to cut off the Jewish state. Having told Israel last month that it must improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza or face potential restrictions on our military aid, Biden-Harris administration has threatened it with consequences. But UNRWA's role is not that of a dispassionate provider of essential services. It was actually created in 1949 as a weapon to delegitimize the state of Israel. While refugee status for all other peoples in the world is considered temporary, it's a permanent situation for the Palestinian Arabs. Under UNRWA's unique designation, it was passed down from generation to generation. That's why the number of Palestinian Arab refugees has increased from 700,000 in 1948 to nearly 6 million today. An ever-growing number score whose toxicity is increased by the hatred of Israel taught by the UNRWA schools. The pretense that UNRWA exists to provide for the suffering was finally ripped apart by the part its employees played in the October 7th atrocities and in the war that followed. Israelis are no longer going to tolerate people who are trying to kill them and destroy their country while parading as humanitarian relief workers. Yet we, Britain, and the UN are pressuring Israel to continue to keep this malign farce going. They aren't appalled by UNRWA. They're appalled by the ban on it. That tells you everything you need to know about the war against Israel and the so-called civilized world. It is time to abandon the UN, and it's time to totally support Israel. And those are my comments for today. Americans owe our freedom to the sacrifice and courage of our heroes in uniform. Did you know you can support our military veterans and first responders by just using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They put cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm proud to be a partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to while giving back to our heroes. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support Folds of Honor, Tunnels to Towers, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/frontlines. That's patriotmobile.com/frontlines. Get a free month of service when you use the offer code FRONTLINES. This is Colonel Danny Gillen. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
The presidential election this past week has been very happy for some and not so happy for others. But what does this mean for the U.S. military? Joe Biden's first days in the Oval Office were spent undoing a number of Donald Trump's changes at the Pentagon. So it's expected that the president-elect is going to do the same thing. Trump may quickly win applause from social conservatives by reinstating his administration's more restrictive policies on transgender people serving in the military. You know, within a week of Biden taking office, he signed an executive order repealing Trump's ban on transgender people serving openly in the military. Now, transgender people began serving openly in 2016 under an order from the Obama administration, but in 2017, Trump reimposed the ban. Now, he's also likely to roll back the Biden policy allowing troops to obtain leave and be reimbursed for the cost of traveling to seek abortions. Now, conservatives have pushed to block that Biden policy by using the annual defense spending bills, but they haven't succeeded. But with Trump in the White House, lawmakers are going to count on him to just simply end that policy. Now, Trump also alluded to reversing the efforts to remove the names of Confederate leaders from military bases. You know, during a campaign speech in North Carolina, he said he would restore Fort Liberty's original name back to Fort Bragg. Now, this did spark a backlash from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, who said they would fight reversing the renaming of bases. On a less political move, he's also likely to change the paint scheme on the new Air Force One that's going to be delivered during his term. He wants to change it back to what he originally proposed 5 years ago. He wants the colors to be red, white, and dark blue, which is similar to his private aircraft. Now, there's going to be a lot more, I'm sure, coming out, like a Space National Guard, maybe the move of Space Force's headquarters, and even the potential of moving troops in Europe or even completely pulling them all out. I'm sure we're going to see a lot more in the coming months. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I really enjoy your comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, Skip and I will discuss our recent election and more. Then we'll talk with Air Force Athletic Director Nate Payne. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease. If you ever have to defend yourself or your family, you will likely need legal support, as there is almost always an investigation. After you call 911, call U.S. Law Shield so you can have immediate legal support. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events they never thought would happen to them. Their attorneys are available 24/7, 365. Learn more or sign up at uslawshield.com, promo code FRONTLINES. That's uslawshield.com, promo code FRONTLINES.
Veterans swore an oath to defend this country, and that oath doesn't expire when we take off the uniform.
Concerned Veterans for America provides veterans and military families the opportunity to continue serving their country by taking on the most important issues our country is facing.
A better foreign policy, quality health care for veterans, responsible spending, and more.
Learn more about how you can play a part by visiting cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Truth, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Troops, since our presidential election took place this past Tuesday, Skip and I are going to take some time to look at what we know about the election. Okay, Skip, we apparently do know who our president's going to be and who's going to control the House and who's going to control the Senate. Am I right?
Yeah, it's fantastic, Denny. First, let me preface this whole segment by saying I've been waiting 4 years to do this interview with you. We have gone through hell, and we're through it now. And I feel like I have my country back now. You know, I'm inspired. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock, Colonel.
Well, we certainly have good leadership, and we don't have to wonder if it's going to be good because he's already proven that it is good.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot easier.
Well, you asked, where are we right now? Well, right now, when you look at the electoral map, we're at 295. The only two states that haven't reported in would be Arizona and Nevada. I think they have like 11 and 6 votes, respectively. When I went on the Home Defense Show, I had to do a prediction, right? And I predicted that Trump would take 312 electoral votes. Right now, he's at 295. If he wins Nevada and Arizona, he'll be at 312. And not to toot my own horn, but, you know, he's slightly ahead there in those two states. And I think he's going to take them. I think he's going to win with 312 electoral votes. If not, that's fine. I'll settle for 295. But, yeah, we are setting pretty good, better than we have in 4 years, Colonel.
Yeah, and even his first term, he did not win the popular vote. This time he won the popular vote by a pretty good margin, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. And that's important because the far left is saying, listen, the Electoral College is irrelevant. It's behind the times now. We should get rid of it. And they were using that for ammunition to try and get rid of the Electoral College. And the Founding Fathers had a really good reason for creating it in the first place. It keeps voters, voting blocks, you know, city people versus rural people from being disenfranchised. So, man, I'm glad he took the popular vote.
I am too. I'm not too surprised, but I am delighted. So yes, nothing can change the fact that he's the winner. The question is how big a margin. Then there's the House and Senate. The last time I looked, there are 435 House seats. You need 218 to have a majority. The last time I looked, the Republicans had 220, and there's several seats yet not resolved. So it looks like we're going to hold the House again.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap on the legislature.
And the Senate, right now we've got 52 of the 100 seats. There are four still pending. Let's see. Pennsylvania's pending, Nevada's pending, Arizona, and Maine. So, yes, we'd like to have all of them, but even if we don't get any of them, we still have a clear majority.
Yeah, that's interesting. That really, really is, because, you know, we've got the White House. I'm talking about Republicans. They have the White House, the Senate, the House of Representatives, a clear majority on the Supreme Court. And I know that really, that scares the living snot out of the far left, because they have this view of Donald Trump that he is, well, Adolf Hitler, right? That's what they've been telling us for so long. But, you know, a newsflash here, Adolf Hitler didn't need, you know, support in the legislature to enact his agenda. He just did what he wanted to. And they're worrying about things that they don't need to worry about, because Donald Trump is a known quantity. We saw him in 2016 to 2020. We saw what he did. You know, they're saying, hey, he's going to set up internment camps. Anyone who disagrees with him is going to a gulag, right? It didn't happen then, and it's not going to happen now, Colonel.
No, I am very pleased that we're going to have somebody who, with a proven record, doing all the right things. We're energy independent, secure border, pro-police. He'll get the budget under control. Yeah, I'm delighted. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Skip and I are reviewing what we know about our recent election. You know, one of the things that I'm really disappointed in this election about how it was treated was the blatant lies that were told. I mean, the Hitler thing. He's going to take away your retirement, or he's take away your medical care, or make you do this. I'm horribly disappointed at the blatant lie. There's always some of that, but things.
It was on steroids this time. It really was.
It was.
And I think that's because they were so afraid. You know, I had this gut instinct, you know, deep down inside, that Donald Trump was going to win. Okay. And I really think that the far left had the same feeling of dread deep down inside their souls. And so they just pulled out all the stops. I mean, you know, one thing you can't criticize the far left about is they are not uncommitted. They just go balls to the wall. There's no lie too small, no lie too big. They just do it, and they leave everything out on the field when they go. But, you know, it didn't work for them this time.
Indeed. And, you know, it just bugs me. I think the members of there are people on both sides that don't think, they just react. But among those that think, I think the majority of the Democrats realized that Kamala Harris, it was a horrible choice. I mean, she couldn't even do an interview unless she knew in advance what the questions were. She couldn't, how would she handle our allies, much less our enemies, in talking with them? You know, I think we're very blessed not to have to deal with that.
We dodged a bullet, Colonel.
We did indeed. Well, I think we have covered it. America has got We got 4 years. Now the Republicans have got to prove they can do, because they got the House, the Senate, and the presidency. I'm looking for some really good action here. Stay tuned. Okay, we've done about all we can on this topic. One thing is clear. We have many, many more criminals in our nation now than we did 4 years ago, thanks to the Biden-Harris administration. Our wide-open southern border was the major contributor. This means to me, among other things, that all Americans need to give serious thought to protecting themselves. Getting trained and armed is my solution. I can't think of another one, but I don't think that people that don't want a firearm should ever get one. But those who can handle it, yes. And Skip, the one thing I do know about you is that teaching folks how to select, find, use, and stay trained with firearms is one of the things you do regularly. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, it's real important. And there's a growing need for it, but there's also a growing interest in personal protection, family, home defense, that kind of thing. And it's like, it's coming just in the nick of time. It's been growing slowly over the last 20 years, but now people, they instinctively know that they live in a dangerous world. And, you know, when you admit that you live in a dangerous world, you've got to do one of two things. You either have to, you know, put on a blindfold and deny that the world is dangerous. Otherwise, you walk through life terrified of, you know, the boogeyman around the corner, or the mugger or rapist or whatever. Or you have to take ownership of that and do something about it, which is a lot more difficult to do. I mean, you're talking about getting training, maybe getting a gun or some pepper gel, some pepper spray, some form of self-defense. It's a lot easier to go into denial, but denial only works until you get mugged, and then it doesn't work anymore. So training is key, Colonel. I mean, what's the difference between an Army Ranger and a civilian? It's training, right? That's the big difference.
Well, there's more to discuss about this, and Skip and I will be right back. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Yeah, it's push-up time. I went to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, I used to before I got into my mid-80s. Then take a break, but stay in the area. Skip and I will be right back.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer. When you shop at patriotfoods.com, we give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com. 10% off, promo code FREEDOM, and shop today.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny.
Do you have a story inside you yearning to come out? As a self-published author, you are free to creatively distribute your book online or using your own professional connections. White Feather Press will publish your manuscript and set up online distribution, allowing the author to retain all copyright and distribution rights as well as all profits. Check out White Feather Press at publishyourdream.com. White Feather Press, reaffirming faith in God, family, and country.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. Skip and I will continue our conversation about protecting yourself, because the world in general and our nation in particular is more dangerous now than it has been. Pick it up from there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, we really don't know who is in our country right now. I mean, we have ideas of it. And certainly Donald Trump, one of the promises that he made is that he's going to empower the federal agencies, you know, like the Border Patrol, ICE, and he's going to seek out the people who are here illegally. They're going to be vetted. Most of them are going to be deported. I would hope that was his promise. And one of the things that Donald Trump did in his victory speech at 2:30 in the morning after the election, he said, promises made, promises kept. And I'm going to hold him to that. I mean, that's what he did in the 2016 election. When I voted for him in 2016, he said, you know, he made all these promises. And I thought, okay, yeah, I really like what he's saying. But I never really expected him to follow through with his promises, because no politician ever does that, right? But then, you know, he got in office and he actually did what he said he was going to do. So now in 2024, I'm saying, okay, you said you're going to build a border wall. You said you're going to close down the border. You know, you're going to reform immigration, all of this stuff. You're going to clean up the streets. You're going to get rid of the crime. It's going to be safe for us. You know, call me naive, but I really believe that he's going to do it because he did it before. But in the meantime, Colonel, we have to protect ourselves and our families and all the people that I love. And that's where the gun comes in. That's where the training comes in. America should not be a nation of sheep. We should be a nation of reluctant warriors, people who say, listen, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to be violent, but sometimes violent is necessary, because violence is going to happen regardless. If bad guys come to hurt you and you're not violent, then you're a victim and you might get hurt or you might die. People say, I'm totally nonviolent, but violence many times is a very good conflict management tool.
Or a look like you're prepared to do that, as opposed to looking afraid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another part of all that is knowing your neighbors, talking with them, interacting with them so that you can help each other. I mean, this is not just I'm going to have a pistol and carry with me wherever I go. Good idea if you stay trained. But you need to think about the bigger picture too. You know, if somebody's getting beat up on your neighbor's lawn, are you going to watch?
Yeah. No. What you allow, you teach. And what you're talking about, Denny, is you're talking about in your home protection plan, you should have defensive layers. You know, and it's like, you know, when you were a rifle platoon commander, you set out pickets, listening post, you know, guards, all of that stuff. And you had different layers of protection to protect your platoon or your company. It's just like that with your family. There's so many things that you can do and should do, but you have to know how to do it before you can do that. I mean, alarm systems, you know, before we went on the air, you know, you asked me about the Byrna system. That's B-Y-R-N-A. It's a pepper launcher. And basically it looks like a gun, but it's all red. And you've got like a 7-round magazine, and it launches out like paintballs, but they're filled with capsaicinoid, with pepper spray. You know, if you don't like a gun or don't want a gun, get one of those. You can carry it pretty much anywhere, and you don't have to kill someone to stop them. But start down the road to becoming a protector and a defender. And that's just one of the things that you could do, Colonel.
You know, it's having an attitude of defense, so that you're thinking about it, not front of your brain, but at least at some point in everything you do, so that you reduce the probability of being surprised and unable to respond. Is that reasonable?
Absolutely. And you're talking about warrior mindset. And that is not foreign to you and I, to any military veteran. And that's one of the first things that the military does to you, whether you're in West Point, OCS, or boot camp. They instill that attitude, that personality of warrior mindset. You know, they build you up. They make you feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Why? Because they're going to order you to charge up the hill and take that machine gun nest. You can't do that if you're a coward. You can't do that if you don't have any confidence. So warrior mindset is the baseline of personal defense, whether you're a platoon commander, a sergeant, whether you're a civilian, a stay-at-home mom. Warrior mindset is the key to self-defense.
Well said, because everything else, if your mind isn't set that way, oh yeah, I've got something somewhere. I wonder where I put it. Now, you know, that That's okay if you're trying to figure out where the popcorn is while you're watching a movie, but it's not okay in something serious like self-defense.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can carry a gun, but if you don't have the courage or the guts or the resolve to actually use it, then the gun is useless to you and it'll be taken away and used against you. So get your head screwed on straight or the gun is not going to help you at all.
Well said. And having it is no good if you haven't practiced with it lately. It was 60 years ago right now that I was in Ranger School. That's when I really first started doing some serious shooting. I have some pretty good skills, but they're perishable. And if I don't keep shooting, I'm not as good as my ego tells me that I must be and as common sense tells me I better be.
Yeah, well, the skills are perishable. Our bodies are perishable too,
Colonel. Oh, that has something to do with it, but I was trying to get around
it. Well, 60 years is a long time, and it's been over 40 years for me. But, another thing that people need to do for personal defense is you need to stay physically in shape as much as you can. You know, be in the best shape that you can for where you are in life. You know, it's like whether you're in the 80s or your 60s, your 70s, your 50s, you know, be the best 80-year-old in shape that you can be. Because the average person has about 15 seconds worth of all-out physical fight in them, and then they just decline. They can't fight anymore. But a healthy, fit person fights better and is harder to kill. That's the bottom line, Colonel.
You know, and that's totally logical. So therefore, figuring out what to do, you know, how you stay in shape, that's up to you. I swim a lot. Swimming uses all your muscles. But whatever you do, you got to do something.
Yeah.
And well, keep that mindset.
Yeah. In the summer, I swim. And then in the winter, I lift weights. Not heavy weights. I'm not Atlas by any means.
Amen.
But, you know, I just do what I can. Do what you can with what you've got wherever you are. That's the key. Just don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep staying in shape. Do what you can.
And also, if doing that makes you feel better about yourself.
Yes. And you live longer. You have a higher quality of life. All of that stuff.
Man, this is crazy stuff.
It's revolutionary, isn't it?
It is. Skip, we got just a minute. Wrap it up for us.
Well, what I recommend is things are going to get better. All right. Donald Trump is in office now, or he soon will be. He's not the Messiah. Okay. This isn't a religion, but because of his policies, his courage and his resolve, get ready for prosperity. Get ready for success. Get ready to live the American dream and get ready to be in a country where it's okay to be patriotic, where it's okay to stand up and question and to fight for what you think is right. And don't be silent. Okay, a lot of us were silenced by the mainstream media and everything else. We can't do that. It's dangerous. It's dangerous because what you allow, you teach. And when we're quiet, it tells the liberal elite that we're okay with what they're doing to us, and we're not. And now might be a good time to go ahead and let your sons and daughters go back into the military, because I think we're in for 4 good years, Colonel.
Yeah, we're liable to get some good leadership in about 3 months.
Yes.
Skip, thank you. Thank you, brother. I'm so glad we worked together. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Colonel.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Nate Pine, our Air Force Academy's athletic director. Then we'll review last weekend's Service Academy football games, and Gil and Skip will discuss the border in a book. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. U.S. Law Shield is a part of the Frontlines of Freedom team. If you have weapons for self-defense of yourself and your family, and you ever need to use a legal weapon, you'll need legal defense. U.S. Law Shield is the team my wife and I use. Go to uslawshield.com and use the promo code FRONTLINES. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, maybe 20 more push-ups, then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.